in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, another police related story. This one involves your car and the things you have inside of it. And the police's relationship with that.
Wow, what a teaser.
We'll explain here in a moment, but first, Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ. Hello there.
Good evening, gentlemen. Well, hello. Welcome back to Freedom, Ian. How was the... I was glad to hear that you were released.
Well, thank you, Frank. It's not really freedom because we're not free, but it's more free. It's free-ish.
You get to be at your home, Ian.
Listen, that is nice. I get to sleep in my own bed.
Good.
So it's a larger, much more comfortable prison.
Yes.
Have you given any thought to doing a malfeasance case against the judge? I mean, I think you have the ideal grounds for that.
You know, I love all these people who call in, and I know your intentions are the best. I really appreciate everyone who calls in and says, you know, Ian, you guys and everybody else has been abused by the system around here because it's certainly not just me. But you activists, you got great cases. You could just go and sue the city. And I don't know how to do that stuff.
I
don't have the money. I don't have the money that I want to spend on doing that because I don't want to give the courts money.
Yeah.
To have them basically kick it back in my face and say, thanks for the application fee, and no. So I don't want to do that. And no lawyers that I've ever talked to about any of the things that have happened here, no matter how in your face, how obviously tyrannical, how obviously unconstitutional, the lawyers basically say, yeah, you're not going to pay us? Well, we're not going to take the case. Which basically is them saying that they don't think they can win the case. Because if they thought they could win it...
I think they could win the case briefly. However, I think...
Well, then there's no lawyers beating down my door saying, wow, Ian, you've got a really great case here. I could make a lot of money off of this. Just let me take the case. That would be really nice if we actually had a bunch of liberty oriented lawyers clawing over themselves.
Hell, I don't even care if they're liberty oriented or not. I just want lawyers that are hungry to take state money for winning cases.
Good hungry lawyers.
That's right.
Yeah, but the lawyers have enough business from people that are just trying to take a plea deal. So why would they want
to
come?
You know
and,
what,
like,
Ian? I have to
work.
Tell you, there are many law schools with law faculty members that do work on the side. We're not talking about a pro bono case. We're talking about a case whereby, there would be financial compensation. And I would say this, what you should do is do a money bomb where you go on the Internet and you ask people to kick in, $5 or $10 or $20. And, when the whole thing is done after, things are done, maybe, some of that money could be, sent back to the people, because ultimately all you need is the attorney to go for it, and it seems to me like an open and shut case. And you know what? As long as no one's willing to adjudicate it, this is going to happen again and again and again and again. And
happen again and again.
Yes,
and
it does.
No one is willing to take these cases without thousands of dollars. The last guy that spent money on a case like that spent $15,000 on an attorney, and he lost.
Yeah,
and then he would have had to spend another 20 if he wanted to appeal it.
Did he appeal? He didn't appeal then.
No, hell no.
See, the
he just lost 15 grand.
Yeah.
Would you want to appeal in that circumstance?
I would. Because
well, maybe you've just got thousands of dollars sitting around. Most people don't.
No, I don't. Actually, I wish I did. But what I'm going to say is this. I think your cause was just. And I just am amazed that, for nothing, for no criminality, for no violation of the law, you were put in prison for, 3 months? 4 months?
I was sentenced to 360 days for standing in front of a police car for so-called obstructing government administration. And then they suspended 270 days of that 360-day sentence. So it was a 90-day...
But it's still how many months in jail?
90 days in jail, got out at two-thirds. So I got out after 58 days.
But that's still a tremendous loss of your liberty and time.
Yeah, it is.
Money and effort. The only thing is, I have to tell you, I think I admire the activism and the activists in New York. I've been up to the protest on Wall Street several times. And what's amazing is that, the media's not covering it, but there are Teamsters and airline pilots unions and teachers unions and people and students and professors. It's an amazing cross-section of the culture. And, it's you know, it's sad that the courageous young protesters that are, for the most part, obeying the law, when the police are directing them into the traffic of the Brooklyn Bridge, and if they refuse the police orders, they're arrested, and then they're arrested for, you know, blocking traffic, you know, in the traffic lane, yet the police led them into that. I mean, that is criminal. Mm-hmm. Or Officer Tony Baloney of the New York Police Department spraying
with a pepper spray.
Young
yeah.
innocent student with her hands behind her back, spraying her when she really did nothing to deserve that abuse. I think Tony Baloney should be brought to trial for, you know, police brutality. And I think the FOP should be paying the cost that should come out of the police pensions. And then you'd see the police, when they're starting to lose their own equity through their misconduct and malfeasance, then they'd be very careful about obeying the law.
Well, I tend to think you're right about that, but I just don't see any attorneys who are chomping at the bit to take those cases. And I thank you, Frank, for the call at 1-855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-3733. I'll share an email here from one attorney that I've approached with the idea of taking on the case, not my case, but the case about our friend Jason Talley, co-host on the show occasionally,
sure.
Was arrested. Derek, also another host on the show. Two of our hosts arrested within the last few months here in Keene for the vicious crime of having a video camera
in
a court lobby. That's what we're talking about here. So it's a violation clearly of the freedom of the press, and it's also a violation of a state statute or whatever that says you're supposed to have access to governmental information you're supposed to be able to record that information. And it's a violation of the Glick decision, which says that you should be able to record government bureaucrats in the course of their duties. But none of that matters. You can show all the court cases you want to these bureaucrats, and they'll just, the enforcement agents, they don't care.
The same thing goes with the New York City police officers, and that the police know that they can get away with all of this, even with the
planning
footage.
Drugs and stuff.
Yeah, well, the planning drugs is something different, but I'm talking about the protests and the abuses that they've displayed.
Oh, yeah.
on the video cameras, the video footage I've seen. And it's just, the police aren't really afraid of that, because they know they're going to get away with whatever they have to get away with. Mayor Bloomberg certainly isn't going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Their chiefs aren't going to do anything but pat him on the back for getting up early in the morning to beat the protesters.
You know they're waiting for that tomorrow morning, too, to kick them out of that park.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of jacked up, testosterone-ripped
They're probably
officers.
Out pounding down the beers right now in preparation for it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to show those protesters just what the boots of force are all about.
So here's the email I got from a lawyer regarding the situation of folks being arrested in the media at courthouses. He says, I understand your frustration. I take pro bono cases or significantly reduce my fees when I can, usually in the criminal defense realm because that's my primary practice area. Right now, I simply can't. And, you know, I get it. These guys have to make money. They have to make a living, too. I understand that. But the fact that they don't think they can make money off of a case where members of the news media are being arrested for having a video camera in a public place, the fact that they don't think that there's money in that case makes me think, okay, well, I certainly don't want to spend. If the lawyer doesn't want to spend
right.
his time on it, on a speculation or a contingency.
Oh, it's too much work, Ian. That's why. It's too much work. He wants the simple ambulance chaser case where he displays seven different items, he proves something once, and then he gets his money, his paycheck.
Well, a lot of lawyers are like that. I'm not going to say that's this one, and that's how he is, but a lot of lawyers would want to take the easy road. He says, now, I don't know exactly what the rule says. Can people record if they file a prior motion? If they can record if they file a previous motion, I don't see getting an injunction to change that. If there's an out-and-out ban, a petition in the lower court and eventually the state Supreme Court would run between $4,000 to $5,000.
That's a lot of money to go challenging the state when they go, you know, just overstepping whatever boundaries are there.
Yep.
Not only overstepping boundaries, but they're creating new laws and new procedures.
By judicial fiat.
Yeah, by fiat.
Which really just goes to show how crazed the system is.
America.
Right. So this man in a robe writes down on a piece of paper an order saying
right.
you can't bring electronic devices in. And then to get even a chance at overturning that, you have to go and hire a lawyer and spend thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Hey.
How is anyone supposed to get justice that's not, incredibly wealthy? It's just absolutely absurd. We're coming here with your thoughts at 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author, John C. Maxwell.
If you want to advance in your leadership journey, you need to get out of your own territory. Don't try to be king of the hill, looking down from your high place on others. Come down and get with your people. Make it your responsibility to learn who they are, find out what they need, and help them to win as a team. In order to do anything new in life, we must be willing to leave our comfort zone. We have to take risk. We have to think differently. But each time we do those things, it expands our comfort zone and it enlarges us. If you want to grow as a leader, be prepared to be uncomfortable. But know this, the risks are well worth the reward. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Stay toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 8.
You fall asleep there, buddy?
I almost lost it there. 1-855-450-3733. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. And we invite you to our website as well, where you can get interactive in various different ways, including in our chat room, which is built into the same page as the webcams. You can actually watch, listen to the show, and chat with others at the same time. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. It's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Now, get together with other liberty-minded people if you want to achieve liberty in your lifetime. What other plan is going to work? That's why, JJ, you and I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Sure enough.
Getting together with other people that get it. They understand what freedom is. And moving to a place where the native population tends to get it a little more often than the average person across the United States. So it's good to be here in New Hampshire.
We don't really talk about it a lot because maybe it just slips past us. Maybe it's so we're too close to the subject. But part of the reason people move here is the voluntary family that comes about. There's a lot of individuals and there's a lot of people you can network with, and somehow, through some way, each person forms their own sort of bonds with their own friends and forms their own voluntary family, and they have great lives here, you know, community members and people.
There's
get
a
along
real community here that really is well. I've never experienced anywhere else. I was much more of a homebody when I lived down in Florida. I didn't go out to do much of anything. And here I find myself all over doing various different things. It's much easier to get involved. The community in general is smaller, much more intimate. You see people on the streets. You know, in Keene, New Hampshire, there's only 25,000 people. So you see the same people over and over again. It's so small that you can get to know even some of the police and who they are. You see the same ones over and over again. So get together with other like-minded people. Concentrate your activism in the same place and watch as amazing things will unfold that you've never even maybe even imagined possible. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. Get signed up. That's freestateproject.org. Let's talk to Sylvester, calling all the way out from Bakersfield, California, listening on XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Sylvester.
Hello.
Sylvester. Hey, you're on the air.
I guess it's me.
Yeah, hey. Go ahead.
Hey, I heard just in passing on our show today that that park that the people are protesting in is owned by some high-up relative in the political arena. I didn't catch the whole thing of what they were talking about, but I'd be interested to know what the name of the park is and who owns that park.
You're talking about in New York City?
It's Zuccotti Park.
The one that they're going to hose down tomorrow.
How do you spell that, Zuccotti, by the way?
It's Z-U-C-C... Zuccotti.
So kind of dish.
I'm looking it up right now. It's called Liberty Park in Lower Manhattan.
Sounds like something you eat for dinner.
33,000 square feet.
They're probably serving that down there right now.
Yeah, so what did you want to find out? You wanted to find out who owns it and whether or not they're connected.
It's owned by Brookfield Office Properties.
My thinking is that the people who own the park are actually not only just people occupying this park, but the people who actually own the park are backers of the movement.
Well, not apparently, because they are obviously working with the city at this point to evict people from the park tomorrow morning, and then they will be enforcing the park rule. They will be enforcing city ordinances in that park. So
that's just because they're urinating and defecating on the park grounds because they don't have facilities.
Is that true? No one's brought a porta potty out there?
That's what I heard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what their reasoning is, or maybe the city's coming down on the private entity. I mean, there's always that possibility. Maybe if they did support the protesters, they only supported them because the city was not coming down hard on them. And now maybe the city is coming up with the potential violations that, if you don't get rid of these protesters, we're going to fine you for this and that, and we'll violate your other properties or whatever.
Like
who knows?
It's been going on a month now, so things are starting to get more serious. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I think they're trying to do this in time for Saturday when there's supposed to be major turnout at the various different Occupy protests around the country. I think they're trying to head that off at the center of it all, which is, of course, the Wall Street one.
I'm interested to see Saturday come. I love the network, you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Appreciate you being out there, Sylvester, and thanks for the call tonight. 1-855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here as we go to the phones here. Continuing, actually, on screen call, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, it sounds like Mama Allie.
It is. How are you, baby?
Doing well. Mama Allie, for those of our listeners that may not have heard your voice before, you kind of made a splash a couple of years back as you were operating an underground kitchen in Savannah, Georgia at the time called Savannah Last Biscuit, operating 24/7, doing food delivery service to the Savannah area. And doing it very heroically and for a long time without police intervention, they did end up kind of coming your way eventually, as tends to be the case when people don't jump through a bunch of arbitrary political hoops. But what's on your mind tonight?
Betty, I just wanted to say this is the first time I've been off the grid for a while, and it's really good to hear your voice on the air again.
Oh,
I'm
thanks.
Glad you're free.
Now, you were in jail for a long time, too. I think you were in much longer than I was. Isn't that right?
Yeah, actually, I heard you had 58 days. I did 55.
55. And now, I bet our circumstances were a little bit different. I don't imagine southern jails are too, well, let's say, hospitable.
Yeah, you know, Keene is kind of like day camp for our kids up there. You guys all get to hang out together. I had to be by myself.
Were you in solitary, really, when you were in jail?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Okay, well, then you're not really by yourself. You're with the other prisoners, and that, you know, it could be worse.
There's been no activists.
Right. Right. No, that's true. So what's up? What else do you want to share tonight?
Nothing, baby. I just wanted to say it's good to hear your voice.
Are you back doing any cooking? Are you, you back in the kitchen?
And, you know, I'm always in the kitchen.
I know. The last I heard, you were working in the, you know, like the legal world in some sort of actual, you know, government-licensed kitchen. Is that true?
It is.
So, how's that going?
It sucks.
Really? Why?
Because, you know why? You know all the reasons why. But it's a means to an end. I am building the fort as it is and keeping my profile extremely low until I can bring my little girl home. As you guys know, I still haven't gotten to bring her home since my arrest. I just started getting to talk to her again, and that's an awesome thing.
It's one of those things that people, you know, they know they can hold their kids over their head, and so having kids out there means that a lot of parents feel like they can't do certain kinds of activism because they're worried what's going to happen. And in your story, they did take your daughter from you.
Yeah, but you know what, Ian? I'm more proud of my daughter now. You want to talk about a Liberty baby? You talk about Justice Caroline, because she has got her head on her shoulders. She went in with a good, solid, free mind on her shoulders. They're stifling her every single day, but I can hear it in her voice. Every time I get to talk to her, she just wants to be free. And she will be as soon as they let her go again. She's going to be okay. What is happening to us right now is a learning experience to teach us how to make it different tomorrow.
That's always what it's about, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Thanks, Allie. Nice hearing from you. Good luck out there. Appreciate it at 855-450-FREE. That is what it's all about, right, JJ? To make mistakes and
that's right. You got to learn. You got to grow. You got to evolve, and hopefully do so peacefully.
Yep, that's the plan. And it's a lot easier when you do it with other people that are around you. That way, you're not as frustrated when they do horrible things like, oh, I don't know, throw your friends up against a wall, throw them in cages, aggress against them. More coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free phone number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The police breaking into people's cars. We'll explain in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother, one with me. No woman here. I just can't watch. My LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas. On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. Go and enjoy the mobile site. Maybe you've got a smartphone you'd like to get quick access to our live streams and podcasts. Head over to m.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course, like everything else on our site, m.freetalklive.com. Coming up on October 19th, you can let the establishment know that we the people, not the mainstream media, will be deciding the future of this country. You can head over to blackthisout.com and be a part of the largest grassroots donation effort in history. It's all about the Ron Paul campaign. It's the first step to getting the government out of your life and out of the economy. Visit blackthisout.com today and let the media know that you won't stand by and let your freedom be blacked out. That's blackthisout.com. So, we of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We've been doing some police-related related news tonight. Here's another story for you. And this is one of those stories that kind of pops up across the country at various different times. You know, like once or twice a year, we'll see a story like this appear in the mainstream news. And it's about the police checking on your car. They're giving you a service.
Hey, they just care about you, man. They just want to help you out.
CBS News is reporting from Boston. Thieves are finding easy targets on the North Shore, cars that aren't locked with valuable items inside. If your car door was unlocked or an officer spotted your GPS, wallet, or something important in plain view, you might have found a warning on your windshield in Beverly this weekend. Police were willing to stir up a little proactive controversy to warn folks they were easy targets for some very busy thieves. Any car doors they found unlocked, they opened up and locked themselves for the owner. They admit they did get some angry calls from drivers who left their keys inside their unlocked cars. As you might imagine, some people do that. They're You know, there are...
Some people just don't care if their car is unlocked. Some people are like, well, my car, it's a piece of junk, and, you know, whatever, it gets taken, it gets stolen. I don't really care.
Right.
I want to keep my keys in there because...
Convenient.
You know what? I don't like keeping stuff in my pockets or whatever stupid reason they want to have. If they want to, if a person wants to have no personal security over their belongings, that's certainly their right. That's certainly what they can do. Is it smart? No, of course not. But that's a decision. I mean, doing heroin isn't smart either, and people still do that. So, I mean, it's a different stroke for different folks.
It's a decision people should be free to make, and people should be free to make, you know, choices that are mistakes, and then they'll learn from the consequences of those mistakes. And so by doing this, you know, the police are inconveniencing people. Can you imagine if you had stopped at a local fast food joint or something like that, or you had a quick appointment that you had to run in somewhere to some business, you decide you're just going to leave your keys in the car, you'll be right back, it's no big deal, you figure.
I've done it several times, yes.
And then you come out, there's a note on your dashboard, the doors are locked, and you've got to call AAA, or you've got to, if you don't have AAA, you've got to call
locksmith
and,
$75 to $100.
Right, just to you know, come out with a Slim Jim and get you.
You know what
I
wonder?
Car.
In this city, I wonder if the police are the ones that come out and respond to unlocking cars, because in some cities, it's not. The police will come out and unlock your car.
That's true. I've seen
and then
that.
they will give you some sort of charge for that.
Mm.
There's some exchange that has the, you know, it's not like it's just a service they come on by, oh, sure, we'll get your cat out of a tree, and here's your receipt.
Yeah. That's
no,
a good question.
When I was in the boot camp way back in the day, the drill sergeants there were really upset if anybody left their foot lockers unlocked. And they basically blamed anyone who left their foot locker unlocked was the reason there's crime. That's the mentality that they had, is because if it was locked, there wouldn't be the opportunity for the crime, and, you know, they wouldn't, the thief wouldn't be able to get into your stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I kept thinking, well, if someone wants something bad enough, they're gonna find a way to get it.
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with whether or not you're security or not. It has to do with the other person's will to access that item and possess
grab.
It. Yeah.
Or pick a lock.
Exactly. There's dozens of ways to, you know, get into certain situations, and bolt cutters are definitely a good one. So
it's certainly true that locking your car doors is going to prevent somebody from doing a quick snatch and grab with reaching in and grabbing a GPS device. But on the other hand, what does it cost? Older cars, it's easier to use a Slim Jim on, right? That's, you know, for those that don't know,
yes.
It's a real slim device that goes down into the crack between your the window and the mechanism of the door.
Yes.
It basically allows them to flip the lock open. But newer cars have blocks in certain areas, right? They try to make it difficult for people to open with a door with a Slim Jim.
Yes. Some of the newer cars, you actually have to place wedges in. And what they do is they put a little airbag in between the door where it mates with the car, and they puff it up and, you know, open the door a little bit, and then they stick a little, you know, a little wire or something that they can, you know, navigate,
really?
And then they hit your switch or something like that. And they're not even going through the window anymore on some of these new cars.
Sounds more expensive, though, that way.
It sounds like it has a greater potential to damage something, too.
Yeah.
When you're bending or contorting the frame of your door, you know, the glass could shatter. There's all kinds of issues that could arise.
This is what the police are doing. They're putting people in this position of having to possibly damage the door mechanism, the lock mechanism of the car, to call out some sort of assistance, which is going to take time. It's going to take money. They're causing serious hassle to a lot of folks. But they think they're doing something nice for people. They think that they're, oh, well, this is a service. We're here to protect you. But if you were an actual service, I'd be able to hire you for this. If this is what I wanted, if I wanted someone to check up on me, you know, if I want someone to come and check my house to make sure I didn't leave my stove on, I could hire someone to do that. If I wanted to come and have someone come and check my car at the parking lot, the place I work, once a day or once a week, just a random spot check me to make sure I'm locking my doors and keep, you know, kind of check up on myself, I could hire someone to do that. But when you go and you provide someone with a service they didn't ask for, it's inevitable that they're going to say, yeah, I didn't want that. I don't appreciate what you've done. And in fact, what you've done has inconvenienced me and has cost me money.
Right.
I'm not interested in this. Leave me alone.
I think it's the same mentality as the whole seatbelt thing. You know, it's smart to wear seatbelts. Sure, I can vouch for that. And there's some people who don't like wearing seatbelts. They shouldn't have to. You know, there's also situations where you get in a car crash and the seatbelts, not being on you saves you because you end up, you know, flying out the windshield and ending in a somewhat less harmful situation. But that's a personal decision that people make. You're trying to save everybody like you're some angel, and that's going to basically grant new life to these individuals, and they're going to be so thankful that, oh, we'll turn over a new leaf and we'll all be happy and helping each other. No, it's ridiculous. People make the decisions they make for a variety of reasons, and maybe that's what they want. And if you deprive someone of what they want, that's when problems arise. That's when anger and hatred and a lot of the negative and often leading to violent tendencies arise.
According to the story here over at CBS Boston, Beverly police wrote roughly 100 warnings alerting car owners to their shortcomings and giving some tips to keep thieves from ransacking their rides. Some residents even got reverse 911 calls, meaning the 911's calling you on your phone. Gloucester detectives made some progress late Tuesday afternoon when they questioned several people at a house after a tip led them to stolen items inside, including iPods and prescription medications swiped from cars just yesterday. And the police in Beverly locked all the car doors they found open during their weekend campaign, hoping to change some very stubborn habits. Roughly one of every five parked cars police checked on over the weekend had either an unlocked door or open window. I mean, are they trying to give people tips here? All you have to do is check 10 cars and you'll get into two of them if you're a crackhead and you're looking to swipe something? Because that's basically what they're saying here is here's some useful information to everyone who wants to break into cars. Just try 10 doors, you'll get into two. So that's not cool. And it's not cool to lock doors on people that didn't ask for such a service because it's providing, it's really inconveniencing them. It's one thing to leave a note. That would be one thing.
Sure.
Leave a note and say, hey, what were you thinking? But even then, it's still not something people asked for. But on top of that, the one thing that these stories never reveal, and I'm always suspicious about it, is what do the police do when they open a car door and smell marijuana?
Not even what smell marijuana. Is this just another excuse for them to search for drugs and paraphernalia, too?
Are they opening up glove boxes?
Oh, you got a little joint in the ashtray. Well, we'll definitely make note of that.
Is there a gun under the seat? Is there a gun in the glove box? What happened? You're talking about Massachusetts here. That's not going to go over well.
Nope.
So that's one thing they've never admitted to in any of these stories is having an extra little investigation going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect they're doing exactly that. Well, coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Anything. In these remaining moments, still enough time for you and your thoughts at 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And JJ.
We invite you to the website. Head on over there. Get interactive in various different ways. And you can also help promote Free Talk Live. If you want to help bring more listeners on board with the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you can get a whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live in more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there as we continue with you and your thoughts. Bill is listening in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ.
Hello, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Bill.
And it's great to hear your voice again, Ian. I missed it. I tuned in and out a couple times within the last few months or last month or so, and Darcy, you were absent, so I'm glad to have you back. You were talking in the last segment about cops going around and checking car doors, you know, to make sure that, you know, people are aware that they have to take their safety into consideration, which leads me to a question, and I'll make an observation. The question is, where was this taking place at?
This is Beverly, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Near Boston, I think.
The reason why I was asking was because I'm thinking about a state like California, which just got a bill vetoed not too long ago. I think it was on Monday. It was the mobile privacy, or it had something to do with mobile privacy. Basically, the gist of it was that the police officers could search mobile phones at any time for just about any reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, what if the cops in California decided to go check doors on cars, and they see a mobile device just laying in the front seat or, you know, somewhere in plain view. They pick up that cell phone, because there's no law that prevents a police officer from snooping. And, you know, they just find, you know, some guy's naked girlfriend on that wallpaper that's on their device or whatnot. It seems to me that this is just
slippery slope
by the law enforcement agencies to get bigger busts so they can generate more income to feed this machine we call government.
Well, I mean, in this particular case, they never admit to actually busting anybody for anything. They don't tout in this article, and we've probably read maybe five or six of these over the last 9 years that we've done this show. It's one of those stories just kind of repeats over time. The cops will do this from time to time in various different places. And I've never seen them admit, oh, yeah, and we also arrested five pot smokers, you know, from going into people's cars. So I don't know if they actually are making arrests. I would speculate that would be something they would do, but they don't actually ever admit to it, so there's no way to know for sure.
Yeah, I was just wanting your thoughts. I'll take this off the air here. Your thoughts on the California governor who vetoed the privacy deal with the mobile devices. I just find that completely, in my view, just completely disingenuous as somebody who likes my privacy.
He vetoed the...
Governor Brown vetoed a bill that would make it unlawful for police to investigate what's on the phones.
Yeah, those are his buddies, man.
It's not surprising.
He's the executive branch. He works with the police. I mean, they're all in this together. So, yeah, of course he's going to take the police's side.
Right, and he just... Yeah, you know, not only that, but he recently signed a bill into law banning open carrying
in California. That wasn't already banned? I'm shocked.
No, actually, in California, open carrying was legal, but you couldn't carry ammunition in the firearm. It had to be separate. So that police would come around and check people's firearms for ammunition, but you had this movement of open carriers that just wanted to keep it alive and keep it going.
Yeah, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, I do recall someone calling and saying that was legal. You know, that, as far as I'm concerned, it's bad news for liberty in California, but it's good news if it gets people to leave and come to New Hampshire. Thanks, Bill, for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah.
So, we've had people move from California already due to various frustrations.
Yeah, we had that discussion about how Amazon was going to stop their affiliates in California because of the taxes.
That's right. That's
huge. There's a whole bunch of reasons. You know, California is creating,
making it worse,
a disincentive for liberty-minded people to live there.
Get out. What are you waiting for? And now you can't even defend yourself openly in California. And not that you would have wanted to anyway. There are probably all kinds of crazy laws that would, even if you used that gun, you'd likely get charged with, you know, homicide.
Gun use. If you use a gun in the city limits, it's 3 years in prison.
Let's talk to Leo, listening in Oregon. Leo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ.
Greetings. I've been hearing, and I read a few articles on the fact that, like, the big internet service providers like Google and Yahoo and whatnot and Facebook have a contract with the government to actually... all the information that goes through the internet gets stored in a government database somewhere. So I'm looking to...
Well, that seems a little hard to believe. The idea that I suppose it's technically possible, but that's a lot of storage. I mean, all the data that goes through the internet.
How about this instead? How about this instead? Is more of a pragmatic conspiracy theory for you? How about Facebook just stores that stuff on their servers, and the government has access whenever they want?
Whenever they want, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think that makes it more reasonable.
You know, I think that it's something along those lines. And
I think it's most likely to be the latter. The government doesn't have the technical wherewithal to really be able to handle this stuff. I mean, the FBI, as of just a few years ago, still hadn't quite figured out email yet. So they're a little behind the ball on this whole internet thing. Most of these technology companies will roll right over for a court order or even a request. Even if the police just send a request on letterhead to a company, they'll usually just do whatever they want.
Right, and you're probably right about the specifics of it and the storage capacity. However, the fact that they would even enter into it discourages me from wanting to use them. So I'm just wondering if you guys know of any, is Hotmail not like that?
They're all corporations, so therefore no one will protect your privacy unless maybe you went with some sort of an offshore storage. Maybe then you'd have a chance. But even then, you know, international police agreements still allow for different countries to reach across international boundaries. So if there's something sensitive that you have that's online, I would recommend that you not put it online. I mean, period.
No, and I actually, you know, it's more of just a civil, you know, I just want to do it out of out of a matter of principle.
You want to boycott? You want to move to a different provider? I get what you're saying.
You want to move to a different provider?
Yeah, I don't know of any company that's not going to just knuckle under the pressure of the federal government. Even some of the biggest ones, they just, it's not worth their while. They'd much rather give you up than have a tough time with the criminal gang.
Yep. You're just millions.
I hadn't thought about it like that. But,
yeah, if there's something special that you don't want to put, you don't want to put at risk, don't put it online, or use maybe something like a Tor hidden service, and you could, anonymize completely that content. That's a way to do it. But then again, Tor is a special service. Only people on Tor can get access to it. So, if you've got like bomb making instructions or some weirdo porn or something like that.
Nothing like that going on. I opened Facebook years ago. I never use it, and I don't do.
I think Facebook's a great tool for organizing things, I'm not going to put anything dangerous on there. Not that I have anything dangerous to put on there. But
I assume everything I put on Facebook is
personal, intimate things, and like people having 900 friends, and and plus like having pictures of my closest family just available for anybody to look at. I kind of shy away from that, but I don't really. I'm just selective about.
Hey, that's cool, man. Privacy
really
is something you got to work towards.
Yep.
And Facebook is not a private sort of place to be.
No.
And you're right about everything you say, Leo. And thank you for the call. Let's get to Richard quickly here in Manchester. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I had a quick question about any personal advice you could give me, not legal advice, but I'm going to court tomorrow because my truck is allegedly not inspected by the state.
Oh, boy.
As I have court, I contested the ticket, and I said not guilty. So I was just wondering if you had any advice for me for that.
Is it registered in New Hampshire?
It is registered, but just not state inspected.
Yeah, well, you're probably going to be found guilty. I mean,
I have no idea. I mean, I haven't heard of anybody facing that sort of charge recently, so I don't know what tactics they've used. So I can't really know what to say.
Yeah, you've basically agreed to, the way they see it is you've got their license, you've got your car registered in New Hampshire, so therefore you're part of their system and you're liable for not having it registered. Had you had a car registered in a different state, they wouldn't have been able to check your inspection on that. So that might be a way to kind of change things in the future is try to maybe register it under like a corporation or something or a family member in a different state. And then they won't be able to pull you over for half the things they do. Thanks for the call.
All
good
right.
Luck tomorrow. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at ruger.com/LC9.